We shall continue to talk about the character of pastoral worker.
我们讲第二点是仁爱。
We talk about the second point, which is compassionate love.
我们当然啊，就是爱万人的灵魂。
Of course, all love is a love for the soul of all mankind.
要拯救他们。
And our love to save their soul.
所以也就是为他们付出时间、金钱。
Therefore, it's for the sake of their soul that we give our time and money.
要花费很多的精神。
For the sake of their soul, we have to put in a lot of effort.
那也要在于他们的日常生活啊，关于肉体上的需求。And
for the sake of their soul, we must look into their physical need and put ourselves in their shoe.
他生病了，我们就关心他，帮助祷告。
And if they are sick, you care for them and you pray for them.
他们家庭发生事故。
And if there's some family problem,
有困难，我们帮助他。
And if there's difficulty in their family, you should try to help them.
我们常常有一个心，我能够为你的需要做些什么。
We must always have the heart to ask, what can I do for you?
好像保罗常常到信徒的家，他就认为说，我会带主的恩典去。
Just like when Paul, whenever he goes to a member's house,He will bring blessing with him.
所以我们做教牧人员呢，就是怎么样，我到你那里，我想要给你什么，让你得到造就。
So as a pastoral workers, we must always think of what can I give to you so that you will be blessed.
这个就是爱。
This is love.
那我们来看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书的十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看第五节。
Verse 5.
这个爱啊，就是说不求自己的益处。
Here it talks about love. It's not self-seeking.
那么也不计较人的恶。
And it's not to remember.The wrongs of others.
也就是说，爱就是不是只为自己。
In other words, here love is not self-centered.
要为了别人的利益着想。
But it's for the goodness of others.
那么如果他得罪我们，那我们也不计较。
If they have done wrong against us, we do not remember them.
会赦免别人，会宽容别人。
And the love is always ready to forgive others and bear with others.
那么在罗马书啊，十三章。
In the book of Romans, chapter 13.
第八节到十节啊。
13 verse 8 to 10.
这里说爱就不加害别人。
Here it says that when you love one another, you will not hurt the other.
那么
you will not do harm to others.
就是说不要让别人在肉体上精神上心灵上有什么损失。
In other words, you will not cause harm to the person's physical as well as spiritual needs.
爱就是说
well-being.
我们好像在还债常常欠别人一样。
To love is likeyou owe a person something and you are always returning the person the debt.
爱能够饶恕别人的错误。
When you love, you're always ready to forgive the wrongs of others.
这是我们现在要实行这个仁爱这个品德呢，我们要一个养成一个好习惯。
Today, if we want to show our compassionate love,We must develop a very good habit.
一个插板，插板在哪里？ 们昨天呢、啊？啊，昨天要讲一个好习惯，就是主动积极哦。
Last night we talked about a good habit that is to take the initiative and to be active.
这个也是一种爱呢。
This is a kind of love.
你会主动为人家啊着想，主动去关心别人，主动去替人家解决问题啊，这也是一种爱的表现。
You always take the initiative to think of others and to solve the problem for others and to love others.
啊，做事情呢啊，不要啊马马虎虎，不拖拖拉拉。不要太消极，就是积极的，积极去做。
When you show love, you are not passive, rather you are very active.
我在讲课当中会讲七个好习惯。
Right now I'm going to talk about seven good habits of showing love.
那我昨天讲一个主动积极是第一个好习惯。
The first good habit of love is to show initiative as well as being active in love.
你去发现问题，你主动去解决。
When you see a problem, you take the initiative to go and solve the problem.
主耶稣看到啊，看到一个啊病了38年，这个他就靠近他，问他你有没有希望好呢？
When Jesus saw a person who had been sick for 38 years, he took the initiative and went and asked him, "Do you want to be well?"
主动的去关心别人。
You must take the first move to care about others.
我们做参与圣光的教牧人员呢，人家。到我们教会，人家来了，见面了，我们主动向人家打招呼。
As the pastoral workers of the church, when you see new faces in the church, you must immediately take the first move and welcome them.
谁先看到，谁先主动。
Whoever see the new faces will have to take the first move.
那这样子呢，大家养成这种好习惯呢，就变成很亲切。
If everybody take the first move, then this whole church, you can feel the warmth.
人际关系越来越好。
And then you can feel a close relationship.
人与人之间越来越拉近了。
You see this close communion with one another.
这个感觉来到教会很温暖，很喜欢来。
Then you want to come to this church because this church is warm.
我们不要做一个被动的。
We should not be a person who is passive in love.
要等到人家来问我。
We always wait for other people to come and greet me.
等着人家来打招呼。
And wait for other people to say hi to me.
你就常常感觉教会没有爱啊，教会很冷淡啊。
If everybody is waiting for one another, then you won't feel the love in the church.
就是我们当成主人一样。
We always must play the master of a home.
好像我们大家都做主人，人家来到教会堂呢，就是我们。就向他打招呼，哈利路亚，向他打招呼。
It's just like we are the master of this home. Anybody who were to come, we must greet them with hallelujah.
你不论是他谁啊，这个万国语啊，哈利路亚一定通的了。
If you don't know this person, I never met this person. Don't know how to speak his language. You just need to say hallelujah.
大家感觉很亲切。
Then everybody will feel the warmth in the church.
这养成一个好习惯。
And this is a good habit to cultivate.
人与人之间啊。这个大家主动一点呢比较好。
Between one another, we must always take the first move.
我现在再讲一个好习惯。
I'm going to talk about the second good habit.
对你个人呢，对你家庭呢，对你担任的工作都是有帮助的。
And this second habit is also good for your family as well as your work.
双赢啊。双赢思维也就是说两边都赢了，不是只有我赢你赢啊，双赢思想思考。
The second habit is to think of double victory, which is both party will win.
这个啊，一般的思想分为四种啊，一种。
This is a common concept, the concept of winning and losing.
这是你输我赢。
And this is a win-lose concept. You will win, then I will lose.
夫妻吵架，一定你输我赢，我就满足了。
For example, in an argument between a husband and wife, as long as if I win, then I'll be happy and you lose.
什么不管什么理由了。 就是两个人都是站在自己立场说，你的理由你输，我是赢，我就满足了。
And no matter whatever argument it is, as long if I were to win the argument, then I'm happy.
你说这样的夫妻会好吗？
Then do you think this is a good relationship between the spouse?
输的人一定不心不好受了。
Of course, if the person is losing, then he or she will not feel good.
如果这种思想呢？现在世界上很多都是这种思想。
And this is a common concept of this world, the win-lose concept.
那么换过来呢？我输，你赢。
And another concept is lose and win concept. It means I lose and you win.
你愿意干吗？
Would you want to take on this?
你愿意做一个输的人，那当对方赢吗？
Do you want to be a loser and the other party the winner?
那你输也心里也不好受啊。
I'm sure you will not be happy if you're a loser.
我如果这样子啊，你赢了我输了，我绝对不会去做的。
And of course, nobody will take out anything if he knows that he's going to lose.
这个也不通啊。
This will not work.
好，我输啊，你也输了。
Another concept is a lose-lose concept.You lose out and I lose out in an argument.
这双输啦。
So this is double lose.
现在所有的人大部分都双输了。
And most of the time in argument today, both people lose out.
当两个人发生冲突。
If there's an dissension between two parties.
意见不一样。
They have two opinions.
大家争论。
They come to an argument.
没有一个赢的。
I'm sure none of the party will win.
彼此的感情都越弄越不好。
I'm sure at the end of the argument, the relationship will suffer.
事情又没有解决。
And both the problem will not be solved.
这两边的人格、两边的形象都破坏了。
Both people will lose their character, their reputations.
教会的形象也不好了。
And it will not bring glory to the church.
那么如果是一个家庭，家庭的气氛也不好了。
If it is within a family, then the atmosphere will not be good.
因为你这对夫妻两边都输，连家庭全部就是全输了。
And if this husband and wife both lose, and then the whole family will lose out as well.
所以呢，我们呢要达到双赢的思维，就是你要怎么样达到的双赢，这个就是爱。
But rather, you must have a concept of double victory, that I win and you win as well.
不要只考虑自己有利益。
Not only thinking of your own self.
也不要只有考虑你一定要做一个输的人。
And you shouldn't think that you are the one who's going to be the loser.
你要考虑我也没有损失，你也有利益。
And you must think that I do not lose out in anything. At the same time, you also win something.
这种以国家来讲，外交才是高手。
As a diplomat and a person who is involved in the foreign affair, they are very good in this.
这人与人之间的这个人际关系啊，就是高手，要双赢。
They are very good in this kind of human affair where they know how to gain to be double victory on both sides.
所以不要有自私自利那种思想。
You shouldn't have that kind of self-centered thought.
我们做一个教会的领导人呢，就是叫圣公人员呢，就是要常常双赢的思维。
As leaders of the church, you must always think of this concept of double victory or winning for both parties.
要怎么样做才能都是得到造就？
In what way you should do so everybody will be edified?
这个就是说，那个造就别人也自己也没有损失。
To edify others and yourself as well.
我说不但要双赢啊，要全方位的赢。
Not only to be winning on both sides, you must be winning on the whole matter.
工作也做得好。
Not only the work is good.
人与人之间的彼此感情又好。
The human relationship That's also good.
那么神又在这件事上，在我们两个人之间，在我们这个中间都得到荣耀。
And God's name can be glorified between you and me.
所以我们养成这种习惯。
If we have such a good habit,
那么这样子就是爱了。
Then this is love.
啊，这个习惯要慢慢去养成。
And this is a second good habit that we should cultivate to show our love.
比如说两部车子冲到了。
For example, if two cars will have a collision.
那如果大家都理论骂过来骂过去一直争一争，到底是谁赢？
And in an accident like this, I'm sure both the driver will try to prove that they are not wrong.
好了，其中有一个输就赔你了。
And if one person will admit that he is the one who's wrong, then you will have to compensate.
不见得你就是赢了。
But doesn't mean that you are the winner.
有时候你的形象已经破坏了。
A lot of time, in many arguments, your reputation would have been ruined.
事情既然发生了。
If the matter has occurred,
我们冷静一点，冷静一点。
We must calm ourselves down.
想一想。
We must think.
怎么样来把这个事情复杂 化为简单
How do we make something so complex into something simple?
把它有事情化成没有事
And turn a problem into not a problem
怎么样把这个事情呢做得最圆满两边都不损失
How do you solve a problem so that both parties will not suffer?
这个就是说双赢啊
And this is what I call a double victory.
所以说家庭也好，教会也好。
Whether you're at home or at church.
在社会也好。
But in society.
人与人之间。
Between a man.
你常常有这仁爱啊。
You must always have such compassionate love.
那这样就是要有双赢的思维，这种好习惯。
So you must always have this concept.Of double victory where both parties will win.
如果你有这，我常常就用这个爱来做出发点。
If you always do things out of love,
你口才输给别人没有关系。
Even though you are not as eloquent as others,
你什么才干也输给别人没有关系。
Even though you are not as talented as others,
但是你的人格，你的这个做人成功。
But then, you are quite a successful person at heart.
你会。在这个社会上或者在一个家的在教会里面等你会感觉活得很快乐。
Then you feel that in this world you will live a very happy life.
人人喜欢和你在一起。
And many people like to get along with you and
come
close to you.
有爱就他看你接在一起呢感觉这个很快乐。
Because you have love, that's why, when they come close to you, they feel very happy.
你但爱会吸引嘛
？It is your love that you have attract other to come close to you.
人家会和你在一起得到造就。
And when they are with you, they will be edified by you.
他感觉和你在一起呢，做朋友。
And they feel that when they are with you,
他会感觉一种荣耀。
They are your friend, and they feel honored to be your friend.
如果我们用有这个爱，他也会因为我们的行为来感化他。
And today, if we have this kind of love, we will influence them with our good character.
有这个爱，我们的生命才是有活出基督的生命。
Because of our love, then we can live a life of Christ.
有这个爱，才能够达到得救。
And if you only have this love, then you can allow people's soul to be safe.
因为马太文二十五章啊。就是最后一个比喻分山羊绵羊那个比喻就是凭着爱心审判
In the parable in the book of Matthew there was a parable of a goat and lamb
我们参考来约翰一书
Let's turn to 1 John
约翰一书的第四章
First John chapter 4
约翰一书第四章从第七节到十二节
Verse 7 to 12.
约翰一书四章七节到十一节。
First John chapter 4 verse 7.
约翰说我们要彼此相爱。
Here, John says that we have to love one another.
因为爱是从神来的。
Because love is of God.
凡有爱心的都是从神生的。
And everyone who loves is born of God.
啊，并且是认识神的。
And knows God.
换一句话说。
On the other hand,
没有爱心就是不认识神啊。
He who does not have love does not know God.
也不是从神生的咯。
And he is not of God.
因为神就是爱，生出来的孩子也是有爱。
Because God is love, and He will give birth to a child of love.
那么神的爱怎么表现出来呢
？And how do we manifest His love?
第九节说，爱他的独生子耶稣基督。
The love of God is manifested towards us through His Son.
他是富足到人间来成为为我们成了贫穷。
And for the sake of all mankind, He has lowered Himself from that of a king to a
他为我们献上他的身体，他的生命为我们赎罪。
He has sacrificed His life for our sin.
这就是爱的表现。
And this is His manifestations of love.
所以告诉我们应当彼此相爱。
And therefore He says that we have to love one another.
那十二节告诉我们。
Verse 12.
我们神是灵，我们看不到。
For no one can see God because God is spirit.
那借着我们彼此相爱，让人家看到神和我们同在。
And only when we love one another, then God, other people can see that God is with us.
这个爱就完全了。
And this love has been made perfected in us.
十八节说，这个在爱里面就不会惧怕。
Verse 18 it says that there is no fear in love.
如果会惧怕，就是有闲话了。
If you are afraid of love, then you're afraid of judgment.
19节说，我们懂得爱是因为神爱我们了。
Verse 19 says that we love him because he first loved us.
21节说爱神啊。
Verse 21, he says,
也就应该爱弟兄啊。
That the commandment that we have from him is,
这是神的命令。
If we love God, we must love his brother.
不懂得爱弟兄，怎么会去爱神呢
？If you don't know how to love your brother, how can you love God?
这个是说，因为神先爱我们。
Because God first loved us.
有爱才算是神的儿女。
Only when you have love, then you consider as a children of God.
有爱才是有神的生命在里头。
Only when you have love, then you have the life of God in you.
所以这个爱有时候是在语言上的安慰、鼓励、关心别人。
Therefore, this love in you is out of your comforting words and words of encouragement.
但是爱不是只有在言语。
But love is not just in words.
是在行为实际行出来的。
But rather in your deed.
去帮助他解决他的困难。
How you actually go and help him to solve his problem.
那么这个爱也就是说能够达到双赢的这个目标。
Only when you have love, then you can attain this goal of double victory.
当人得罪了我们能够赦免他又能够替他祷告。
When a person has done wrong towards you, you not only can forgive him, you can also pray for him.
所以你常常想我要怎么样做到他的灵魂能够得救。
You must always think that in what way can I do so that he can be safe.
不要说我们来损害到他这个名义，也损害到他得救。
And we shouldn't do things that will harm him and cause him not to be safe.
这个是说有时候人家不了解我们。
Sometimes people may not understand us.
那我们也不去了解别人。
And we do not try to understand others.
这当中就造成了误会。
Then in between us, then there's misunderstanding.
所以我们要再养成一个好习惯。
Therefore, we must cultivate another good habit.
这个叫做知彼知己。
Here is knowing your opponent, and you must first understand yourself.
我们以前听过的是知己知彼。
Another saying that goes before this one is to know your opponent and to know yourself.
叫做百战百胜。
And then you will have a victory in all matters.
那个就是说战争用的，战争用的。
And this is a kind of a warfare tactics.
是敌人与敌人用的。
And this is a philosophy between enemies.
我们这一句不要用。
So we don't want to use that.
我们都是要把它变成朋友，不要说战争用。
We don't know, want to use this for a battle, like between enemies.
所以现在我们呢，爱就是说要啊，这个把它拉拢啊，和睦啊，拉拢和睦。
So for love, we want to get everybody together in harmony.
不要以此为敌啊。
Not to get into enmity.
也不要有隔墙。
And not to have a war in between.
不要有距离。
Distance.
不要造成误会。
Or misunderstanding.
那就是我们两情好习惯的知彼知己。
So we have to have this good habit of knowing others as well as understanding your own self.
这个意思是你要去了解别人。
This tells us that we must understand others.
他的困难在哪里？
What is his problem?
他为什么有这种思想?
Why is he having such a thought?
他为什么这样讲话?
Why does he say it in this way?
结局就是说,你有想什么,人家不知道,你要自动的去解释给他听。
And in order for other person to understand yourself, you must take initiative to explain yourself.
彼此大家了解了,就中间这个误会就会拿掉。
So if both people can understand, not only you understand others, and you explain yourself, then there will not be any misunderstanding.
这个才是好习惯。
This is a good habit.
但是我们一个坏习惯。
Another bad habit.
不去了解别人。
Is we not only don't want to understand others.
自己想什么也不告诉别人。
And what we are thinking, we don't even explain to others.
我有我的个性。
This is my character.
他不主动地去告诉别人。
And you don't care about explaining it.To others.
那这样越来啊，人际关系越不好。
Because if you do not explain yourself to others,
你想什么要主动去告诉别人。
Then your relationship with others will suffer.
那别人你不了解，你去了解他。
If you do not understand the others, then you must take the first move to understand him.
我们一个教牧人员，一个圣工人员带领工作。
So when you are guiding the people in church.
你就是要去了解啊，了解。
You have to first understand others.
也要让大家了解你。
And first, you must explain yourself so other people can understand you.
最实际的一个例子。
One of the very practical example I can give.
就在耶稣雅记的22章。
Is in the book of Joshua, chapter 22.
有一个很好的例子。
There is a very good example.
就是在约旦河西。河东有两支派的来帮助啊这个迦南地征服了以后
and it's to the east side of the river Jordan after when they have a victory over two tribes
当他们回去
and when they return
在河边就按照耶路撒冷这个祭坛一模一样的建一个正坛
when they returnThey built an altar likened to the same altar in Jerusalem.
那么以色列人误会。
Then the Israelite, they had a misunderstanding.
本来就派兵把这两支派半把它杀掉。
They want to send people to destroy these two tribes.
这些人背叛神。
Because they said that these people had gone against God.
我们这个坛只有耶路撒冷有这个拜神的坛，怎么又在河边的建坛变成偶像了？
He says that we only have this one kind of altar in Jerusalem. Why did you build yourself a similar one like us, and you're actually building an idol?
不过这个时候，耶稣也很好的领导了。
But Joshua, he's indeed a very good leader.
就先派人去了解。
So immediately he sent someone else to go and seek for understanding.
去指责这两支派拜。
And immediately he went and sent these people to rebuild the two tribes.
今天你们怎么可以做这违背神的事呢?
How can you do things that go against God?
后来听了两句判的说明解释,
and after when they have listened to the explanations of the tribes, he explained his reason why.
原来我们不是做这个坛不是要献祭的。
They said that we built this altar as not to give offering.
因为两支派办和你们没有住在一起, 我们的子子孙孙入主已久了，恐怕你们不承认我们也是以色列人。
And the reason is that this two tribe has not been living with you for some period of time, and after many days has passed, our generation may not have known God themselves.
所以我们将来用这个坛作证，你看这个和耶路撒冷那个坛是一模一样。
Therefore, we built this altar similar to the altar in Jerusalem.
证明我们也是和你们同主的。
And this proved that we are the same kind of people as you are.
大家听了又很好啊。
And after when they listen to this, they think it's indeed very good to have this altar of witness. 免得以后。 And send the good news that this is good that they built this altar of witness.
所以误会就解除了。
Therefore, misunderstanding has been solved.
所以我们这个 教会或者一个家庭也是一样。
And this is the same in church or at home.
不要闷在心里。
You should not put everything in your heart.
你所想的应该讲出来。
And be so secretive and not to share with others.
这个你的人生啊才算成功。
You must explain your view to others. Then only you can be successful.
做一个教牧人员呢, 要应该养成这种好习惯。
And this is the same as the pastoral workers.
有什么事, 讲清楚。
If there's anything, you must explain it very clearly.
所以你做访问工作的人, 不问。
When you are doing visitations, you visit them, but you do not want to ask them so many questions.
只看看, 没有问。
You just want to observe.
因为这样你就不知彼了, 你不了解。
You must first understand through observing.
变成说大家变成说一种惯例，一种例行的工作。
By doing that, people think that it's a routine.
所以说我们要养成这个知彼阶级的好习惯。
So this third habit is that you must understand others and you must explain yourself.
解决问题才是爱。
To solve the problem, that is an act of love.
这也是说我们养成这种习惯。
This is a third good habit that you must cultivate.
有一个人带一个小孩。
That was a person, he brought a child.
在这个火车里头。
They were in a train.
隔壁坐了一个穿西装、戴领带、服装很整齐的公务人员。
And they were in a train, and next to him sitting were a couple. They are very well dressed.
他正在看报纸。
And this man was reading a newspaper.
这个小孩才5岁。
And this little child sitting next to this man was only 5 years old.
他看不惯这个小孩，他也不习惯这个小孩。
谁不习惯？这个客人。 The person who's very well dressed, he's not used to kid around, little child around.
太活泼了。
Because this child was very active.
行动很奇怪。
And to him, he is pretty different.
在火车里都跑来跑去吵人家。
And he doesn't like the fact that this little child is running around the train and disturbing others.
人家在看报纸。
Because people are reading the newspaper.
把人家的报纸拿来。
And this child was quite naughty. He snatched the paper away.
这客人已经没有办法忍受了。
And so this person, the guest, they cannot handle this child anymore.
他在脑子里这样想。
So he was thinking.
怎么有这种小孩这么皮呀？
He said, how come there's such a child that's so naughty?
他就对他的爸爸建议。
So he said to the man sitting next to the father and make a suggestion.
哎，请你管管你的小孩好吗？
And he suggested this man who's the father and saying that, can you please discipline your child?
约束他，不要这样打扰别人了，可以吗？
And teach him not to always disrupt others.
他说是是是是。
And this man said, sure, okay, I will do that.
那么后来这个当爸爸讲一句话。
And this father said one thing.
如果他没有三十分钟前失去他妈妈，他不是这样。
Then the father immediately replied to this man, saying that if this child has not lost his mother 30 minutes ago, then he will not act like this.
因为他听到妈妈死了。
Because this child has heard that the mother had just passed away half an hour ago.
他受不了这打击才会这样。
And that's why this child was very upset.
那么这个客人的想法就马上转变，和你刚才想的完全不一样。
And after when this father has said this, this man, he changed his opinion of the child.
所以在当你不了解他的时候，你的看法、你的观念、你的批评。
Because oftentimes when you do not understand a person, you will have your own judgment and your own opinion.
那受批评的人把自己的这个情况说出来，那人家就了解，就不会继续的批断你了，批评你了。
And if you were to explain to other your reason why, then people will not continue to criticize you anymore.
反过来会帮他，反过来会同情他。
On the other hand, the person will have compassion over you and also will help you.
所以说我们养成这个好习惯。
Therefore, you must have a good habit.
你有困难你说出来。
If you have problem, explain it and tell
me. 你要做什么，你有什么意见说出来。
If you want to do anything, please say it.
有的坏习惯是开会我不说。
And some people have a very bad habit. They keep quiet during a meeting.
那人家结议完了，在后面话又很多。
Then after the meeting, everybody will start complaining at the back.
那批评、论断、教育怎么样？
And they will start complaining about all these things that he doesn't like about the church.
这个不是好习惯，是坏习惯。
This is indeed a very bad habit.
另外一种是，开会你不说，结议以后你又要推翻。
Sometimes there's another bad habit is during a meeting, you do not say anything, and once everybody has come to a conclusion, then you stand up and you start to
这样就不好了。
Turn down the proposal.
所以那个台湾有个那个台积电台积电证明我不知道叫做台积电一个公司。
There was a phone company in Taiwan.
那个也是在美国也有在这个这个股市也有
This company has a certain stock in the market.
这个董事长叫做张忠谋先生。
And the director of that company is Director Zhang.
人家访问他为什么你的企业会做得稳定又成功。
And people ask him why is that his business is so stable and so successful.
他说你要做一个事情你先有一个目标一个愿景
He said that before you start doing something, you must have a goal, you must have a vision.
然后有个策略
Next, after when you have this vision, you should have a strategy.
那么这个高级的干部来开会。
So then all this leader of the company will come for a meeting.
怎么样能够达到你所预定的目标
？And all the leaders of the company will try to attain the vision that you have set.
那这个不是靠几个干部。这样的策略就能够成功。
It is not through the work of a few workers, and through their own strategy.
他就是说要让每一个员工都了解这个公司为什么要这样做。
But rather, he will let every single worker, to understand what he wants them to do.
大家了解重要性才会拼命的努力。
Only when everybody they have understood the importance, then they will strive.
这公司是所有员工大家共同的。
And this is a common goal for everybody in this company.
这样才会成功啊。
Then this whole company will be successful.
这个意思一样。
And this is the same.
我们这个天国的公司啊。
For our church.
我们这个天国的大业。
This company of this heavenly kingdom.
啊，每一个教会好像一个分公司一样。
And every church is like a sub company, a subdivision.
那我们年度的工作计划，我们教会的方向，我们的目标，大家开会决定要做，我们要宣导，让信徒都知道这个工作重要，又要怎么做。
And every time at the end of the year, when we have a goal and we have a vision, we have to announce it to the whole church and let everybody know about our vision.
这表现你爱教会。
This shows that you love God.
你爱这个圣工。
And let everybody love this work of God.
所以让大家了解。
You must allow the whole church to understand.
我们也去了解。
And all of us will try to understand.
那你对这个事情有意见，你可以讲出来。
Immediately, if you have your own opinion about this, then you can express it.
人家才有机会向你答复。
Then only people can answer to you.
啊，这样的爱才是完整的。
This kind of love is perfect.
不然的话，大家在误会、在批评、论断、讲这个、讲那个，那这个会破坏性。
If you're not open, then everybody will start to talk behind the back and cause misunderstanding. Love allow everybody to come together.
让我们团结。
To allow us to unite as one.
莫早。